You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The New Zealand First Party has introduced a members' bill that would ban or even fine people for using a bathroom that does not correspond with the sex they were assigned at birth. In a statement, New Zealand First said it will stop the growing trend of mixed-sex bathrooms. First, former news and editorial director Jessica Hopkins speaks to NZ Parents and Guardians of Transgender and Gender Diverse Children coordinator Sharon Forsyth about the proposed bill and the prevalence of anti-trans rhetoric in Aotearoa.
Can you tell our listeners about New Zealand Parents and Guardians of Transgender and Gender Diverse Children and your connection to it?
The group has a parent support network that was established about 8 years ago to provide support to parents when their children have come out as transgender or gender diverse. So I started it when one of my children came out as transgender, and I looked around and couldn't find any support that was actually focused on how do parents and family deal with this. There was some support for the teenagers themselves, but really what I didn't find and what I needed was someone who could just reassure me that it would be okay, and how do you deal with it when your child, who you've always thought of in one particular way, suddenly comes to you and says, actually, I'm someone different, I'm a different gender from what you've always seen them as. So the group has grown over the years, and we now have over 1,300 members. So this is people from throughout New Zealand with children of all ages, from 5 or 6 up to adult, and at really different stages on their journeys as well.
New Zealand First has announced a bill which proposes banning people from using the bathroom that corresponds to their gender identity. What are your thoughts on this?
I'd start first of all by saying, New Zealand needs unity. We need to be a nation that are working together and we're supporting each other. And the first thing I would look at is what is the purpose of this bill. So I understand that it's been put forward as being about safety. And if it's about safety, then I'd say, well, let's look at where safety is actually needed. There's no evidence that transgender people are harming others. In fact, they're more likely to be affected. There was a study in the US in 2021 that said that transgender people are over 4 times more likely to be victims of violent crime. So rather than put forward a bill that says these people should not be allowed in this space, I think we'd be better off focusing on how do we ensure a high standard of behaviour for everyone, so that everyone is safe as well. I think too there would be quite a few challenges in terms of enforcing this, because we all know that there's quite a diversity in how people look. There's not one profile that says you are female, you are male. So there's this has the potential to drive or increase bullying, and a focus on if you don't look like people think that you should look, then will that mean that everyone's going, hey, show me your birth certificate? Given that we don't carry our birth certificates around with us, how are you going to check? Are we going to expect to inspect people's genitals before they use the bathroom? I'm just not sure how it's meant to be enforceable, and also it seems to be in a context where we're trying to reduce bureaucracy. It's an added imposition on people's rights and people's ability to use the bathroom and pee in peace, I guess.
What impact do you think this bill might have on children in particular?
With young people, particularly in schools, we know that they're generally going through a time of trying to figure out their own identity and who they are, and they're very conscious of difference. So we have a number of trans kids in particular that are out there where they're what we call stealth, so people don't know that they are transgender. We also know that these kids are very scared that people will find out that they are transgender and treat them differently, that they'll focus on their gender as opposed to are they learning properly, are they being the best person that they can. We know that these kids are already avoiding using the bathroom, which is leading to increased health issues, UTIs and avoidance behaviour as well. This is likely to make that worse. We also know that there is an issue with bullying in a number of schools, and it seems that this particular development would be likely to increase the possibility that anyone who presents differently from the norm, whether they're transgender or not, could be subjected to bullying in terms of, you know, well, you know, prove you're a girl, you don't look like a girl, or prove you're a boy, etc. I think we then also get into the issues about what about people that are intersex. There are around 140,000 intersex people in New Zealand. Which bathroom are they supposed to use?
What would your message be to the government when they are debating this bill in the House?
I think, I would be saying that the bill's actually encouraging an increased focus on gender as being the key characteristic of a person, rather than focusing on who they are as individuals and how they behave. The proposition is that, you know, all transgender people are a risk, and this is not proven. The facts are that transgender people are more at risk, and that violence is more likely to be perpetrated either in the home with what people already know, or actually against people or between people of the same gender. In my view, the focus should be on preventing violence wherever it occurs, and on ensuring that people are safe and supported to express themselves without causing any harm to anyone.
How can people in Aotearoa speak out about this bill and anti-trans rhetoric in general being perpetuated by politicians here in Aotearoa?
I'd say that New Zealanders need to focus on people as people rather than their outward appearance. We're all different. We're all unique. I think we need to celebrate diversity. We need to support each other to be strong contributors to positivity, to economic prosperity, all sorts of things in life. And rather than spending a whole lot of time and energy on you don't look like me, you don't act like me, we should be open to understanding the experience of others and focus on what really matters, which is, you know, working together, being united as a country, and making sure that New Zealand is a safe and welcoming place to be. The thing that I'd say to people as well is that everyone is a human being, and we need to think of, you know, transgender people are all someone's child, no matter how old they are. And what if it was your child? What if it was your sibling? How would you want them to be treated? And my parents always brought me up to treat others how you'd like to be treated yourself. That, I think, is what we should hold in our hearts, not fear.
Jess also spoke to Ren, a non-binary person, parent to a transgender child and trans activist, about the impact this bill would have on both transgender and cisgender peoples, as well as Facebook messages sent to Ren by a profile claimed to be NZ First MP Tanya Unkovich, suggesting transgender people are, quote, mentally ill and need to go to the hospital for brain checks. Unkovich has stated the profile who sent these messages is impersonating her. Here is the full interview.
What has your reaction been to this bill?
I think there's two main problems with the bill. The first one is that it's actually trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist, and something that we already have laws to cover. And the second is that it would be literally unenforceable. So if people are misbehaving in bathrooms, regardless of what gender and which bathroom, we already have laws that cover assault or voyeurism or displays of public indecency. So anything that happened in a bathroom would already be covered by those laws. And then second, there is no way to look at a person and tell what gender they are or what sex they were assigned at birth. So even if they're going to look at people's IDs or require genital checks, you know, there's actually no way to enforce it. And it just gets ridiculous when you start to think about where that could go.
How do you see this bill affecting young people in particular?
There's already a lot of fear from young people, young gender diverse people, around using public toilets, and all this is going to do is heighten it and give more ammunition for bigots and transphobes to try and harass and bully people using bathrooms. I mean, we've seen overseas that cisgender women who were assigned female at birth, but who are kind of more masculine looking than the typical feminine ideal, are already getting bullied and harassed using the bathroom that they're supposed to be using. And equally, trans men or younger trans boys are going to have no idea which bathroom they should use. They look like men, so they're not going to want to go into the women's toilet, but they'll be continually worried about being outed if they go into the men's toilet. And we've actually seen a lot of young people, gender-diverse young people, have higher rates of UTIs because of that fear of using the bathrooms, and it's only going to get worse with this kind of bill.
You had a conversation through Facebook Messenger with who you thought was New Zealand First MP Tanya Unkevich. However, she has since said that this was an account impersonating her. Can you clarify what transpired in this conversation and what clarification around the situation you have had since?
Yeah, so when this bill was first proposed, I wrote an open letter to Tanya Unkevich, who's proposing the bill, and I sent it to what I believed was her MP Facebook page messenger account. So I followed a link from the New Zealand First page where they'd tagged her, and that took me to a page that said Tanya Unkevich MP, which looked like it had plenty of history, and so I sent the messages to that account. I got some very strange responses, very inappropriate to come from an MP, so I screenshotted them, and they've kind of been doing the rounds. And we've since been told by New Zealand First, well, not me personally, I haven't heard from anyone, but apparently she's saying that that is an account that is impersonating her. So it turns out there's two accounts called Tanya Unkevich MP, both of which are posting regularly updates from New Zealand First and things like that. And apparently the one that I was messaging is an impersonator and wasn't Tanya Unkevich herself. But we don't really have any evidence either way to show us which one is the real one.
Yeah. How did the responses kind of compare to what you've seen from New Zealand First MPs publicly state about their views on this?
I mean, I certainly think that the views that the person I was messaging expressed would match what Tanya Unkevich seems to think. And while she has said that it was an impersonator and it wasn't her words, she hasn't said that she disagrees with what the person impersonating her said. So she hasn't refuted any of those comments or said that those are not her views. So I would suspect that even if it wasn't her, it was an accurate reflection of how she feels given that she's proposing this bill.
And what would your message to the government be, or what has your message to the government been about the bill that they've proposed, or the bill New Zealand First has proposed?
I hope that any reasonable person can see that this bill is ridiculous, and I hope that it will be laughed out of the House. But regardless, it's already done damage. It's given more license for the people who are of small but vocal minority who are very anti-trans people to air their views, and potentially given them more license to feel like they can harass and bully trans people who are literally just trying to use the bathroom, which is their human right. I think there's a lot of misinformation about what the current guidelines are, and they literally are just that, guidelines. So they already require schools to consult with the community about the type of education that the children are receiving about gender and sexuality education. But I've seen the curriculum, and it is all age-appropriate, it is inclusive, it's not trying to teach children that they should be anything or that they shouldn't be anything. It's just letting them know that these terms and these words exist, these identities are valid, and it really helps to keep young gender-diverse people safe. So I think that what we actually just need to do is get accurate information out there about the guidelines that already exist for health classes, because I think if people actually saw the curriculum, most reasonable people would think that it's completely appropriate, because it is. Just in terms of the bathroom bill, I think people tend to think about it as being about keeping trans women out of women's bathrooms, which is still ridiculous and unnecessary. But what people forget is that trans men exist as well. Trans men look like men. A lot of them have facial hair and muscles, and you would look at them and know that they're a man. So this bill would then require those people to be using the women's bathrooms, because that was their sex assigned at birth, which would actually make it easier for a cisgender man to say, oh, I'm a trans man, and walk into a women's bathroom. So no matter what way you look at it, this bathroom bill is going to make everyone more unsafe than our current status quo. I am a non-binary person. I'm a parent to a gender diverse kid, and I would consider myself to be a trans rights activist.
That was NZ Parents and Guardians of Transgender and Gender Diverse Children's Coordinator Sharon Forsyth and Ren, a non-binary person and trans activist, on New Zealand's first bill, which would prevent people from using the designated bathroom that correlates with their gender identity.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.